This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tig?
Cheryl.
Hi.
Hi. How does my hair look?
It looks absurd. Just the way you like it. Is that what you're going for?
Yes.
I don't really know what the style is supposed to be.
It's called a Tig wig. Now, listen.
Yeah.
We need to use this intro part.
Wisely.
We need to use it wisely because we have really exciting news. All right.
We do. Yeah.
We are going to do a live streaming show for our listeners.
Listeners.
And it is going to be, this is the one chance you can watch unedited nonsense between Tig and Cheryl. I mean, this is like a backstage pass to yes. Shakers Please Hold. Okay.
Shakers Please Hold. No bleeping. No
bleeping. No fa-fa. Nothing. Get your girls together, your boys together, your they, thems.
Whomever.
However you identify, get together, get your wine, get your brewskis, get
your
Or just
sit in your living room by yourself because then you'll still be together with everybody. That's the whole idea.
Even if you are by yourself, get your tickets now because we're all going to be together.
That's right.
On November 11th at 6 p.m. Pacific time. 9 p.m. Eastern time, and whatever the times are in the other time zones in between, right? And the zones around the world.
No way to know.
No way to know.
There's no way to know what they are.
But if you're in another country, if you're in outer space, you can join us too.
Yes,
stay up all night. How hilarious. Put little toothpicks. Holding your
eyeball.
Yeah.
Holding
your eyelids open. That'll be fun to have tired people in Germany.
Yes. We're going to have fun.
We're going to have so much fun.
That being said, we still do need to have a podcast to do.
Why no? We need to tell people that they can get their tickets.
Yes.
At loopedlive.com. That's LOOPED. live.com.
Yeah.
Or you can find a link to buy tickets on our social media. But go now and get your tickets for
Looped
Tig and Cheryl.
Live.com.
Do you want to spell it?
LOOPED live, LIV.com.
DOTCOM. No. You don't spell out
.com. But you do spell out live.
Looped live. LOOPED live.com.
But you do spell out com, actually.
Right. But you don't spell out dot.
No, you don't spell out dot. Okay.
Live. Who's dumber, me or you?
I hope none of this makes it in. Okay.
We should get our IQs tested. That would be live. So fun.
Live.
To see who has the highest IQ. Oh my god. But again, get tickets now at Looped Live. We're on a loop. We're on a loop.
Okay. And ladies and jerks, welcome to The Way Down, God, Greed, and the Cult of Gwen Shamblin.
Oh boy.
Jesus.
It all started when Tig and Cheryl met in the mid-2000s.
Hey, nice to meet you, Tig. I'm Cheryl Hines.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm Tig Notaro. Should we do a podcast about documentaries?
Yes.
A podcast about documentaries?
Is this microphone on?
Five furious frogs fiddling faintly. Furious frogs fiddling faintly. Five furious frogs fiddling faintly.
I am the first ever podcast. And Tig and Cheryl are following in the sound of my footsteps.
Let's get started.
I'm so ready.
Tig and Cheryl.
True story.
Oh, boy. Cheryl, it's me again.
Hey, hello. How's it going?
It's going well. I'm home. It feels incredible.
Oh, you're home.
Yeah. You know,
you're
I'm usually in my cousin's house.
I know.
I'm all highfalutin staying at my cousin's house in Mississippi. But yeah, I'm home and hanging out with my little cubs. And
that's sweet. Exhausted?
No, I'm doing. Do I look exhausted? I guess?
No, just hearing that you're home with your two little ones sounds exhausting. But maybe it's not.
No, it's good. They were at school all day, and then we picked them up and came home, and they immediately go outside and play baseball with their grandfather, like as soon as they get home.
That's so cute.
Yeah, and they're really so good at baseball. It's so crazy. It's truly a routine. They get home, go right into the backyard, and just start playing.
That's
and
so
they're
cute.
So good. But yeah, no, had like early morning, bedtime, good mornings, and snuggles. Aww. And little tiny cute people.
That's cute.
And then they got up and got themselves dressed, and their outfits that they put on are
something else.
There's something else, but we let them wear whatever they want. And man, do they wear whatever they want. What do you think of that? Letting them wear whatever they want.
Yeah, I think you should.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to pick your battles. Like, you know, they can't put their fingers in the light socket. That's so that you have to say no.
Right.
But they can wear, like, you know,
whatever they want. And I mean, they wear whatever
they want.
And I always think, what do their teachers think? Do their teachers think that they're neglected at home? They are the opposite of neglected
yeah.
at home. There are three adults on two kids.
That are just like, yeah, that looks perfect. Get out there and
yeah, we're just like, you
world.
Look awesome. You look awesome. And they run out the door just looking like they were digging in a dumpster. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
They look adorable. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm good.
Did Curb start?
It starts on Sunday.
Oh, this Sunday.
Yeah. So I'm going to say yes, it starts. So when people hear this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
We're
the first episode was incredible. I loved it.
It really was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Absurd
mm-hmm.
and ridiculous.
How much of the season are you in?
I don't even remember now. I think I was in like
one episode.
Five, six episodes.
And how many are there?
10.
Okay. You're like me in Star Trek.
I can't remember any of it.
No, I just like I pop in for half the
in.
Season, then I
yeah,
pop out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, but there's a funny story. There's a very funny storyline in it. I mean, there are a lot of funny storylines in Curb.
Yeah.
And you know what was really fun is Tracy Ullman is on the show. Kaylee Cuoco, who's also on Flight Attendant,
yep.
She's on Curb for an episode. I did a lot of several scenes with Vince Vaughn, you know, and then my boyfriend, John Hamm. Oh, I could name names all day if you want.
No, I keep going back to, have you dropped my name to Kaylee yet?
No, I haven't seen her yet, but I'll see her tomorrow.
Ask her what she thinks of me.
Okay, I'm going to ask her what she thinks of you.
Just with no...
No setup.
No, just say, what do you think of Tig Notaro?
You know who I just ran into, Tig Notaro?
Say you ran into me.
Oh.
Just say, what do you think of Tig Notaro?
What do you think of Tig Notaro?
Yeah.
Okay.
But say my last name correctly.
Notaro. I know, and I will preemptively apologize because I just did Access Hollywood and we talked about... Tig and Cheryl, true story, and I'm pretty sure I pronounced your name incorrectly.
What did you say? Tig
Notaro.
Tig Notaro?
I can't help it. That's how it comes out when I say it.
But Cheryl, it's never been that.
I know, but that's how it comes out. In my mine. That's how it is. And then
it's like saying, yeah, I'm sorry. I just think your name is Eltone John, which it should be Tone.
It is what it is, Tig. I'm letting you know. But we did talk about our podcast.
Uh-huh.
They were intrigued. Mario Lopez and Kit Hoover were intrigued that we talk about who we're attracted to. And why would that come up while we're reviewing a documentary?
Now, is this going to air on TV or online?
Yeah. Yeah, on TV.
I don't know. I don't know if you just do websites, you know.
If I just do websites?
Yeah, like I don't know if you're a big enough star to like actually make it on TV. Yeah, I don't know if you just get interviewed for like YouTube, you know.
By the way, YouTube is a big deal.
YouTube is a big deal. I was unable to sell a show to YouTube.
Oh.
Listen. I know, it's sad. Poor me.
Tig, we've got to get to our show.
Why?
Listen, I think we need to get right into it.
We did sign a contract. We have a deal somewhere, and they do kind of expect us to do what we said we'd do.
That is what this whole podcast is based on. Watching a documentary and then talking about it. Okay, so today we are talking about...
But I want to know, did Mario and the other person, did Mario and Kit think it was weird or funny that we talk about who we're attracted to?
I think both.
Uh-huh.
They were very stumped as to how that comes up in a review of a documentary. And I'm like, no, we don't review it. Sometimes we don't even get to it, honestly. Uh-huh. By no fault of my own.
Uh-huh.
But we don't really, yeah, we don't.
Did you just say, look, we're a hit sensation. I don't know what to tell you. It's what the people want. Our numbers keep going up.
I said, we didn't start out. That's not the idea that we're just talking about who we're attracted to in a documentary. And then March of the Penguins came up because it's like, yeah, that was a tough one because there was not one person
Who did we go with?
I think we tabled it to Morgan Freeman, right? Because he was...
the one human?
So it's always awkward, never normal. Okay. Today we are talking about The Way Down.
Mm-hmm.
This was three episodes. The Way Down, God, Greed, and the Cult of Gwen Shamblin is a 2021 mm-hmm. documentary miniseries directed by Marina Zinovich. Mm-hmm. The series follows the rise of Gwen Shamblin's Christian diet program, Way Down Workshop. Now, that one's spelled W-E-I-G-H, Way Down Workshop, as well as her founding the Remnant Fellowship Church based in Brentwood, Tennessee. The series is available to watch on HBO Max.
Christian Diet Church. I mean, how does anyone get past that? Like, how is it not just like, oh, I'm sorry, there's a misunderstanding, or no, thank you. Hello, Christian Diet Church, can you hold, please? Christian Diet Church, can you hold? Christian Diet Church, go ahead. Sorry to keep you holding. How
God
can I help you?
God does not like overweight people.
It is a
very odd, odd. Well, if you just, even if you look at, you know, we posted it on our social media pages. There's a picture of Gwen Shamblin, and she's got some, and by the way, I did not appreciate that people asked if it was me, but she's.
Oh my God, you do look like her.
And they had a picture of her with her hair. And the older she got, the more her hair.
Got closer to heaven.
Closer to God, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so high. And mm-hmm. oddly, a weird comb over. It was a weird comb over high do. I've never
It's
seen
what
anything
God
like
wanted.
It is what God wanted.
It's what God wanted.
Are you worried that you're going to get older and whatever you are
yes.
now.
And it's
whatever
happening.
You are now, you're going to be even more of it.
Oh, I know for a fact.
It's already happening.
Oh my gosh. And I can't stop certain things.
You can't stop it, me
certain
either.
Behaviors, certain You just,
it's tough.
Yeah.
You just have to lean into it because it's like, oh, God, this thing is on a...
I'm going down.
We're going down.
In a blaze of glory.
I might end up like Gwen with the hairdo.
Going down in a diaper on fire. I mean, I don't know, elderly people and diapers and what have you, but what are you doing that is problematic?
That's going to stick?
Yeah.
Well, I'm starting to worry about people and things more than I ever have. Like, oh my gosh, look at that guy's tire is so low. If he does not put air in that tire, look at that tire cat.
And this is your biggest problem?
Yeah, I worry about other people. I worry about their safety. Are they going to be okay? How is she going to make her rent if she's spending so much money on Starbucks? It's just like, why? And I can't stop myself.
And who is this person that won't stop going to Starbucks?
Everybody. Have you ever been in a Starbucks line and looked around? It's like, you guys, I can tell by looking at you, you shouldn't be spending so much money on Starbucks.
Cheryl.
I can tell.
First of all, you should not be going to Starbucks. There are so many incredible, independent,
local, yes,
mom and pop coffee mm-hmm. shops, mm-hmm. okay?
You're not wrong.
That Starbucks is great, yeah. But it's like you're going to the McDonald's of coffee.
The Italians must think we're so dumb. Have you ever been to Italy?
We are so dumb. We are.
Have you been to Italy and ordered a cappuccino? It's like they don't fill up a paper cup all the way to the top.
With a cappuccino is not a triple grande. Like a what is the venti? You can't get a venti cappuccino.
No.
With whipped cream. One time, Stephanie and I, do you want sauce on that?
They would be like, what? It's either coffee or no coffee. That's it.
Well, one time when Stephanie and I went to Mississippi for my father's memorial, and we stopped at, it wasn't a Starbucks, but it was a coffee shop in rural Mississippi. And Stephanie is really not used to rural areas. She was raised in New York and Los Angeles, uh-huh. and she just uh-huh. it's
she
all
doesn't know how to fit in. Yeah.
So, but I mean, she just doesn't understand that, like, or she gets it more and more. But like, you don't have all the options everywhere. even if a shop says that they sell lattes or cappuccinos in rural Mississippi, you are not going to get even the run-of-the-mill Starbucks version.
No, it's a machine that you press a button.
Okay, we walked in there and she ordered a latte. Mm. They looked around, had to ask the manager to help. Nobody had ordered a latte, apparently, ever.
Even though it was on the menu?
Right, right. It was on the window of the shop. And when the girl finished, after her manager helped her make the latte.
The latte together?
She asked Stephanie, do you want whipped cream on that? Before we walked out. And Stephanie was like, on my latte? No. And she's like, okay, there you go. Send us on our way.
whipped cream-free
latte.
No, where I'm from, that's the same. Like, anything that's not just coffee mm-hmm. is something with whipped cream on it. If it's something fancy, it's like, oh, it's got chocolate bits and whipped cream on it. Otherwise, why not just order?
It's not a coffee drink. It's just you're going in for like a...
Like a
what are those? Yeah, you're going in for a daily milkshake.
McFlurry. But they're so delicious. How can you not?
I know they're delicious, but they're not coffee. Go get a McFlurry. Keep the McDonald's at McDonald's.
Call it what it is. Just call it
what it is. But also, I want to beg our listeners to please go support indie local coffee shops,
local coffee shops. Yeah, that's right.
And yeah, I mean, they're so good and there's character there and they probably have books to read or something or
nobody's
checkers to play.
Oh my gosh.
We already have to take a break.
We haven't talked about this documentary.
All right, let's give everyone a break and we'll be right back.
Oh my God.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS. Or play online via Facebook games.
We're back.
We're back. Okay, seriously, I'm going to get to it.
Wow. Okay.
So, and I hate to say this at the beginning because I do feel like I'm spilling beans, but this is how it starts, right? I mean, it starts with this documentary. Oh my God, Tig!
What? She is!
No!
Well, it was already a news story, too.
But it just says that it was a crash. It didn't say that they...
Fafa? What you were going to say when you said I was going to...
I was going to say a plane crash.
Well, how often do people live through that?
Well, look at...
The people
what's
that
his
have?
Name? The drummer that's engaged to, what's her name? The Kardashian.
You can't even name drop if you tried. That was the most unsuccessful name dropping.
Wait, what's his name? Travis Barker. He was in a plane crash and they all died except for him and another guy. I mean, it's a sad, it's tragic.
You know what's crazy is I dated this girl in Houston, and when I was at her place, her phone rang. And she answered it. And her ex-girlfriend's boss died in a plane crash in Pennsylvania. It was like 1993 or something. It was like a major airline crash in Pennsylvania. And her ex-girlfriend, who happened to call her about that news, had also been in a plane crash. And she lived.
Then
the girl that I dated... I think it was her sister. I dated her so long ago, I don't even know.
You've dated so many people. You can't keep.
You have to. Keep. But listen, I think it was her sister. I think it was the girl I dated. I think she had a sister, and I think her sister was on a hijacked plane. I mean, that's a lot of plane stuff.
No, I know, and I feel like you're scaring our listeners because some people are already, you know, anxious about flying. But
I'm anxious about flying.
Okay, well, you shouldn't be. You're likely to get in a car crash or...
I've been in that, too. I've been in a snowboarding crash. I've been in a ski crash.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been in a car that flipped, and I live.
Were you driving?
No, it was in the back seat without a seatbelt on, and we flip back into the woods, slamming into trees, and
oh my God, I lived. How old were you?
I think...
I like that you told me you lived. Otherwise, I would have never figured that out. Did you live or die?
Well, you'll have to wait till the end of the story. Let me finish the story. I know. Whenever I tell people about this time, I was on a road trip with my grandmother and my brother and I were misbehaving. I said, my grandmother left us in the restaurant. And people said, did she ever come back to get you? And I was like, no, we're still there. we're still at a diner in Mississippi.
Okay. All right. Listen. Okay. We've got to talk about Gwen. Okay, so let's just tell people it was a plane crash, and I'm hoping that Thomas beeps the other part out because we'll get there.
It's technically bleep.
Why isn't it beep?
I don't know. I just feel like people don't say beep that out. Honk!
Fa-fa?
Fa-fa? We should grab that sound effect and do that when we bleep things
When we beep things
here, out. Here, quiet. I'm going to do a good one.
And then
Wait, Cheryl, please stop talking.
I know, you're going to bleep me out.
For 1 second,
you're
going to
bleep out the word.
Okay, all right, go.
Okay. And then there was a plane crash and Gwen...
Father? And we'll use that as our future bleeps.
Okay. Oh, you know what? This is sad. This is very, I feel like we're laughing and somebody was in a plane crash and that's not funny.
We're laughing at the
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not at what happened.
No.
But good God, let's get back on track. We were never on track. Let's get on a track. So it starts out that 7 people were on board on this private plane, and they were all leaders of the Remnant Fellowship Church in Brentwood, Tennessee. The Brentwood Bubble is what they call it, and it's a religious and wealthy town in Tennessee. And Remnant is a massive stone and brick church in an empty field on 40 acres of land. And there are about 2,000 members. And Gwen Shamblin, let's say, lives on the nearby Ashland Plantation. So it's very Stepford Wives, Handmaid's Tale type of a... Although Handmaid's Tale, I don't know if that really describes it. Because everybody in this Brentwood is, they're all happy and joyful. And if they're having a sad or depressive thought, they don't talk about it. You think that's fair to say?
Yeah. It's very much like you have to not mourn any losses that may happen.
Should happen.
By the way, not to get off track, but our son Finn came home from school the other day and said that at school they were going to have this time where everybody talks about somebody in their family who died and celebrate them.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And Max said, when he heard Finn say that they were going to do that, Max said, "What?" And Finn said, "We're going to celebrate somebody that's dead in our family." And Max said, "Nobody in our family's dead." Because in his head, it's just our immediate family. He's like, nobody's dead. What do you mean?
We're
all alive. And Papa Grande's fine. Everybody's fine. Nobody's dead.
Oh.
Anyway. And then Finn said, our stepmom's dead. And Stephanie was like, who's your stepmom? And he said, Nana's mom. So he thinks his grandmother's mother, his great-grandmother, is his stepmother. We need to communicate better with our children. Anyway,
so Gwen, this woman, is, why don't we listen to her? Because she comes up with a weight loss program. She's a very thin lady, that's fair to say.
Mm-hmm. Clearly loved by the Lord.
Yeah, the Lord...
Loves skin and bones.
Loves skin and bones. Mm-hmm. And she came up with an idea for a weight loss program that also combines God and church.
Yeah.
All right, let's listen to Gwen Shamblin.
Makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've always looked for God's guidance, and so apparently he was able to use me, even at a young age. I adored him. And so he used me, and what I do in this program is teach people how to stop bowing down to the refrigerator and how to bow back down to him.
Okay. I mean, the idea of it is actually pretty good because
I'm sorry.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Is this thing on?
What do you mean the idea is good?
Well, because so much of overeating and eating is psychological.
Yeah.
Right? So we eat more food than we actually need. So in her idea, it's like if you're starting to think about food, redirect your attention to God and think about God for a while. So if you could replace your thoughts of food with...
Right, but what if you're already a thin person or you're not overeating?
Well, then you don't need to go to the Way Down Workshop. You can just go to the regular...
That's what it's called? The Way Down Workshop?
Yes. Did you not...
Well, I didn't know it was the workshop. I thought it was like, you know...
Just the whole church?
The church.
Did you watch this thing?
I did. But I went and got a snack. I was bowing down to the refrigerator. No, but I... Okay, so if I showed up and I was like, hey, I'm not like overeating, but I'd like to be a part of your church, they'd be like, sorry, we don't have any place for you because...
No, you can still be part of the church. You don't have to be part of the Way Down Workshop.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I think a lot of people want to feel inspired and mm-hmm. like to inspire other people, so they get involved in the mm-hmm. Way Down Workshop.
I get the whole play on words with the name, but it's poorly named. The Way Down.
Right.
Because that sounds like the devil, first of all. And it also sounds like...
Something's holding you back
yeah.
and keeping you yeah. down.
You're weighed down.
Yeah.
Well, it's just terribly named.
Yeah, why not Way Up?
Well, because then your weight would go up. This is why nobody's calling on us to problem solve.
Okay, so anyways, so the problem is that a lot of people around town and people are, they're having to spend money on this workshop. They're having to buy these tools and, you know, mm-hmm. all of that. And Gwen is really, has a strong foothold. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because a lot of the cults that we've seen have been male leaders. Mm-hmm. So I appreciated that there was a female cult leader.
Girl power.
Hey, Gwen, hey. Yeah, girl power. Oh,
so nice to see a woman in charge.
And she had two kids, mm-hmm. and everybody
has two kids.
Yeah. Two kids, and everybody loves them, and one yep. of them is a singer. Mm-hmm. It's Michael, and what's his daughter's name?
Her daughter.
Her daughter's name.
I don't know, but did you not watch this? Right back at you.
But her son.
Elizabeth Hannah.
Yeah, Elizabeth. Her son, Michael, is a singer, and people loved to hear him sing. You want to hear a little bit of Michael?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Talk about inspiring.
Walking past the blocks of stone, where I used to call my home. Now we're free to sing in our
just wandering own in a field playing guitar.
Michael is like a music machine. I would call him like a Mozart. He's constantly got music going in his head.
It seems like maybe she's not familiar with Mozart.
Or music.
or Michael.
Well, so the point is that Michael and Elizabeth, the kids, had a lot of followers because people were excited about their talents as well as
what was Elizabeth's talent?
She connected with people.
Okay. Not a lot of confidence in your delivery.
Well, I don't know that she, I mean, she didn't have her own music videos like mm-hmm. like Michael, if that's what you're asking.
Well, you said people were excited about their talents, and I just am wondering what her talent
yeah,
is.
Yeah, effervescence, I think that's fair.
Did you see the movie? Because I felt like she seemed like a shell of a human.
Well, you're jumping ahead.
Okay. My apologies. Oh. I will sit back down. Sorry to talk on my own podcast.
So at some point, Gwen meets this guy, mm-hmm. Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Joe used to be Tarzan. He used to play Tarzan.
Yeah.
He's a...
Are you familiar with him? No.
I mean, I am now.
Yeah. Well, sure. But I mean, like many people have played Tarzan. You say Tarzan. Are you thinking of Tarzana? Like yeah. that part of California?
Tarzan. How do you say it?
Tarzan.
Tarzan.
You say Tarzan?
Tarzan.
If somebody came up and introduced themselves to me as Tarzan, I would not even connect that to Tarzan.
Oh, really? Tarzan. Tarzan. Tarzan.
Tarzan.
I have a problem. You know, I'm shooting Flight Attendant.
I know. And, we congratulated you.
Kaylee's name on the show is Cassie.
Oh, okay.
But they said that I keep calling her Cassie.
Cassie and Cassie?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that? I Same can't, reason like, you call my name Notaro? Notaro?
Notaro.
You know what? Let's give our listeners a break again.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh.
And we will be right back.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back.
Okay.
What'd you do on our break?
I panicked because we're not even, we've got to tell people about this.
Okay. All right. Let's focus.
Now, Gwen falls in love with this guy, Joe, who played Tarzan.
Uh-huh.
Tarzan.
Yeah.
And he's also a singer.
Mm-hmm. And he's equally as good as Michael.
He is equally as good. And she divorced her husband, David. They were married for 40 years? Whoa.
40 years?
That's what this paper says.
But how old are these people?
I don't know.
No way to know.
But there's no way to know. I mean, okay, Gwen. But then now people are like, wait a second. She's been preaching that nobody's ever supposed to get divorced because of God. And here she just got divorced because of Tarzan. And that doesn't seem fair. And as a matter of fact, there's this guy named Bob Bean. He's a cowboy named Bob Bean. I mean, those are two separate words. Mm-hmm. It sounds like I'm saying in one word.
Bob Bean.
Bob Bean. And he is not a big fan of Gwen's because his wife wants a divorce. His wife started the way down. And then Gwen got divorced. So Bob Bean feels like his wife wanted a divorce. You want to hear some of Bob Bean?
He was sad.
Okay, here we go.
I had a lot of respect for Gwen, and I enjoyed Gwen's services. I learned from it. But after Joe Laura come into the picture, her sermons got real short, and they would take vacations. She was doing everything she could to keep Joe happy, and to my knowledge, that's what she's still doing. To me, Joe Laura is a bought and paid for by Gwen Shamlin escort. Plain as it gets, he was flat broke, and he seen an opportunity, and he took it. You can't blame him. I don't blame him.
Bob Bean shoots straight.
Bob Bean does shoot straight.
He's a straight shooter.
And he is not a city folk.
He's not a city folk. He's like got the cowboy hat on and the scarf around. He's a cowboy. He bought a ranch.
He's a full-blown cowboy.
Yeah. And he was not happy when his wife wanted a divorce. And they wanted to take his ranch away.
Mm-hmm. And he also cried.
Did he cry?
Yeah. He cried about his divorce.
Oh, because he didn't want to get divorced from his wife.
Right. And it was a shocking moment when he cried. You didn't see that?
Yes, I did. I don't remember it. I mean, I shouldn't laugh. That's sad. I am very, what's the word? Irresponsible, cold-hearted.
Yeah. All of those.
So what happens is, so as this documentary goes on, because at first you're feeling like, okay, what's the big deal? People are losing weight.
Yeah.
They're, you know, focusing on the Lord instead of the refrigerator. Okay, who cares? That's great. And then it really takes a really sad, dark turn.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so sad. I hate to even talk about it, but apparently in this particular cult, I don't even want to call it a religion because that's not
compared
to religion. Yeah. They really teach the parents that they have to be very, very strict with the children. Mm-hmm. And they want the children to sit there for 3 hours, not move, not wiggle around, sit there and listen. And they tell the parents if the kids misbehave, that they should hit them, basically. Then at some point, we find out that one of the little boys from, is it a parish? I don't know. Do we call it a
cult?
The cult died.
Yeah.
That his parents had, we won't go into detail because it's just too awful, but had punished him and to the point where he died. And then we found out that they also had another child that had died.
Yeah. And they also have audio of her saying to hit these kids.
Right.
And then she was claiming she didn't say that.
Right. She said she never said that. And she's at the beginning of the documentary, she's deposed. She's being deposed. So she's, you know, they're asking her about all of this and she's denying it. She's like, I never said that. I would never say that. And then you have audio of her saying exactly that.
Yeah.
So it just makes you so angry.
Yeah.
At all of them. Mm-hmm. Not only her, but then also the parents. It's just
everybody concerned. That's buying into this cult.
So, I didn't really understand the Ted anger of it all. Did you understand the Ted anger? A guy named Ted.
He just
anger?
Seems to be, you know, the
like the bully of the church,
the right hand man, who is perfectly named Anger.
Yeah, Ted Anger, which is weird.
And then he tried to pass his name off as
Anjay. Ted Anjay.
Yeah,
but it did not stick.
No, because he's too angry, and
yeah,
so
he's
people
very
are
angry.
Like, "No, your name's Angry."
Yeah. So this documentary takes a
dark turn.
It takes a really dark turn.
Yeah.
Oh, and then, oh God, do we even talk about the daughter and her dark turn?
What happened?
Well, her daughter, Hannah, she lost her baby. And apparently wasn't even able to grieve, even to acknowledge it.
It sounded like it was maybe SIDS, the sudden infant death syndrome.
Yeah. So,
potentially.
Right. And then so she became very sad and sullen, and like you said, and it was just, like a shell of a person because she just clearly couldn't express herself.
Yeah.
And there was no way to process her grief. And
you're just supposed to carry on and be joyful.
And then the son also had his issues. He was, I think clinically depressed. He got married and, I mean, they were both married and he started having affairs with women and had some sort of substance abuse issues.
And his weight fluctuated.
Yes, which is also interesting because...
Against the church.
Yeah. And so when he was heavier, he wasn't like on stage very much and it was awful.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think that people would see all of this. And just realize, oh my God, this is, what are we doing?
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't matter.
Right.
How could your weight matter to anybody?
Right. Especially God, if there is a God.
I know. God doesn't care.
I mean, God wants you to be healthy.
Healthy, yes.
I mean, if there is, I can't even sit here and talk about God like, that, I mean, just
like
if,
God
you
is
believe,
like,
if you believe in God, I don't imagine... That God is
concerned about
your weight. God is concerned about your health.
Yes, your health.
God
right.
wants you to take care of yourself.
Yes, and each other.
Yeah.
So anyway, I guess that we can get to the part where the plane crashed. So now we're
Cheryl, how dare you? How dare you?
So now it we circle back to the beginning of the movie, and the plane had crashed, and Gwen, Joe, and several of the leaders, they all died on this plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody thinks that Joe was the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And Elizabeth and Michael, the two children, are expected to take over the leadership of the church.
Uh-huh.
And then there are two more episodes of the docuseries that are going to air in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, Tig.
I looked up their website.
You did?
It seems like it's so hard to believe that this is still going on.
Is it still going on?
Oh, yeah. And
but is there still the way down, or what is that called?
I don't know. Up? But it's even if you take the way down out of the equation, these people seem very unstable and following a bad message.
Yeah.
Is my feeling.
Yeah, please. There any... Please, listeners out there.
Please. Mama says it's not good. It's not good for you. This is a mama. Oh, mama.
Tig, are you ready for final thoughts?
Oh, yeah.
It's time for Happily Ever After Thoughts, where we give our final thoughts on this week's documentary. Did you cry?
No, but I was devastated.
Yes, I know.
Those children.
Ugh. It was hard.
It's infuriating. It is
infuriating.
Yeah, that, to put it mildly, it's like...
How are people so... how are they so easily influenced by other people?
People are lost. People want... You know, it's like, you know, just wanting a leader. People love having a leader.
Somebody saying, here's what you should do.
Here's what you need to do.
Because you're just assuming that they've already thought through it. Mm-hmm. They've already figured out right and wrong. Mm-hmm. And they know what to do. So it's like, great. You already cleared the path. Great. I'll do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I like dieting. I love it when there's, you know, a food delivery system where they just deliver, here's what you should eat. This is your portion. And then you can cook it up and it's like, oh, that feels good to me because somebody's already done the hard part.
Your food delivery system is your leader. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I'm saying sometimes that system is great,
mm-hmm.
but not in this particular case. Okay. This is a tough one.
Wait, did you cry?
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. Of course not.
No, but also devastated.
Yeah. That was such a sad. I just wanted to jump into the film and be like, what are you doing?
I know.
What?
Episode 3 is really hard. So Who were you attracted to?
Where to begin?
This is a real
question. You know who I was attracted to?
Oh my God. You're going to say Bob Bean.
Yep. Bob Bean.
Oh, I knew you were going to say Bob Bean.
Why did you know?
Because I just knew it. I just knew
Why?
It.
Why? Why?
Because he's kind of... Because he's appealing.
Uh-huh.
Because you feel like he's not nuts.
Yeah. He seems authentic. He seems authentic, grounded. Yeah. He's real
Here's
no
what
BS.
Happened.
And I love my wife and I'm a cowboy. But you know what? I'm going to cry on this documentary about it.
Yeah.
It's like he's got that tough shell, but... He loved his wife. He's devastated. She got taken away by these
by the big haired lady.
Yeah, the lady with the big hair took his wife away.
Yes.
And who wouldn't attracted to Bob Bean? I bet Thomas was attracted to Bob Bean. Who are you attracted to? Thomas is nodding yes.
It's only gonna make you mad.
Oh, Joe.
Yeah. Tarzan.
You would choose Tarzan over... Picture spending Bobby. Your life with the most...
No, it's not spending your life. This is in an elevator, and the world is about to end.
Right, and that's the rest of your life. The next 7 minutes is with Tarzan.
But you want to make out with Bob Bean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would marry Bob Bean. I love Bob Bean. Even if he might not support me or my life or...
I mean, just Bob Bean is, he's, you know, gray haired with the, he has a mustache, right?
Don't know, don't care. I'll take Bob Bean in any form he comes, you know? It's...
All right. Well, that was...
I can't believe you shaking your head. Listen, like, oh, I know who you liked. I knew. You liked Bob Bean.
I knew
We're
it.
We're starting to really understand people's tastes here. I know. And you like stupid old Joe because he has like a six pack.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Who would you marry out of Bob sakes. Bean or Tarzan?
I prefer to stay single.
Okay. But you can't.
Either one of those guys. You cannot wait to settle down with Bob.
No, I'm leaving Stephanie today. I'm gonna go live on the ranch with Bob Bean. Bob and Tig Bean.
Lesbian Bean. Would you like to hear some true fan mail?
Yes, please.
Okay. AGG writes. Hey, AGG.
Hey, AGG. Hey.
God, I don't know if this is ever going to stick. Okay.
It's not, but it's our fun addition to our segment. And,
so we're going to commit.
Yep.
Tig and Cheryl, hey, girls, hey. How do you do it? Despite the fact that I'm a gay man surrounded by friends obsessed with Britney Spears, I went into your latest podcast, Britney versus Spears, knowing almost nothing about her. After listening to you converse on the subject for about an hour, I actually feel like I now... I actually feel like I now know less than almost nothing. And I am very happy about that. Keep up the great work. Signed, late to the party and planning to be the last to leave.
That's so nice. I love that. Late to the party and last to leave.
Last to leave. I like that he's like, I guess I'll just listen to this to see what Britney Spears thing is all about.
We're the go-to for that.
And he knows even less.
Yeah, we're like, she has no access to her money, and we just wish her the best. But who are you attracted to?
Bonnie N. writes.
Hey, Bonnie N.
As a huge Curb fan, I've always thought of Cheryl as a great straight comedian. Her reactions are priceless, and her facial expressions have always made me laugh. Tig is... of course, one of the funniest people I've ever heard of. I listened to her, in parentheses, fantastic book, and thought it was a tearjerker. Her delivery of some of the stories in it made me crack up. However, the episode of the podcast, My Octopus Teacher, finally sent home the message that Cheryl, is a comedian in her own right. Her delving into the potential interspecies sexual relationship was comedy gold. I'm addicted to this podcast and totally in love with you both. Thanks. Oh, Bonnie gets me. Bonnie N.
Wow. It's interesting to think. People must feel like that all the time. Like, who are they attracted to between me and you? I personally think I'm probably winning. And when we do our live tour, we'll have to find out.
We can ask.
And we'll be like,
attracted to?
We'll put some tape down the middle of the theater. Because I know it's going to be, if not a theater, a stadium.
I feel like this is turning into a Brady Bunch episode.
But we'll be like, here, come, you sit on this side if you're attracted to me. And you go sit on that side if you're attracted to Cheryl. And people are going to be sitting on laps upon laps on my side.
Because of Hot Tig? You think that's going to get them?
Yeah.
We'll see. But everybody, we do... love reading your messages and comments and reviews. Keep letting us know what you think about the docs and leave us a review.
And keep in mind, we also get that one special one that's emailed between us and the producers that they pick out every week.
I know. I don't know if you guys know that, but we have a little motivational email.
Prayer? Oh.
And we find one of your reviews that we love that makes us laugh or that's even sweet.
Or maybe inappropriate that we can't post. or that we can't talk about.
Pass it around to ourselves.
Yeah. And we discuss it. So whether it's reading it or reading it online or reading it in our internal email with producers.
We see it.
We see it. And we see you. We see you.
I see you. Yeah. What do we say on Curb? I acknowledge you. Anyway, you'll see.
Do you have anything you want to mention?
You guys, Curb Your Enthusiasm is back on HBO and HBO Max at 10:30 on Sunday nights. It's going to be a lot of fun. How about you?
Well, I have a national tour. There's a few Canadian dates in there, but I've already hit most of the minor markets before the pandemic, and now I'm coming back after the roughest of rough days of the pandemic, and you have to be vaccinated or have a negative test to get into shows, but I'm going to be hitting the major markets. So get your tickets. They're available now. Go to tignotaro.com. Do not go to tignotoro.com. There is no tour going on there. Even though it sounds like there is Notoro.
Tignotaro.
It's tignotaro.com. All of the dates are there and the links to get tickets. And then we will be adding more dates there. Okay. Also, Star Trek is going to be starting in November. But of course, I don't know the date.
No way to know.
Also, don't forget to get your tickets for our Looped Live show. It's LoopedLive.com. That's LOOPED Live.com. And you can find a link to buy tickets on our social media.
It's going
to
be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
It's going to be really fun. So we're going to do it. We'll be on screen. People
live.
Can...
live. You'll see the nonsense live, unedited. Okay? This will be the one chance to see us very unedited if you watch the live version. The live streaming version will be the unedited nonsense on November 11th at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern. And get your friends together. Say, hey, girl, hey, come on over. Or hey, boy, hey, come on over.
Or hey, they, hey.
Hey, they, hey. Hey, they, hey.
Hey, they, hey.
We see all of you.
It's Looped. LOOPED.
I already did that.
Live.com. I'm just reminding them.
I know, Cheryl, but I already did it. We're going to do a whole podcast spelling looped.
Yes. They deserve to know. They
get your friends together.
Get some wine.
Get some wine. Get a mocktail.
Margarita. Yeah, or a mocktail, whatever you want.
Yeah. And then watch Looped. LOOPED.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, the live streaming show, unedited nonsense.
And we'll all be together. It'll be cute to know that you guys are all there.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. So get your tickets now before it sells out. Cheryl, should we do it again?
Yes, let's do it again. Tig and Cheryl True Story is hosted by me, Cheryl Hines, and Tig Notaro. It's produced by Gabby Kovacic and Thomas Willett, audio engineered and edited by Thomas Willett, with music by David Sussin. Special thanks to Patrick McDonald and Stephanie Allen. Follow us on social media for updates and review and rate True Story on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. You can email us at tigandcherylTrueStory@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.